Her entrance caused the two young women sitting at the table to turn their faces towards her, and there was instant eagerness in two pairs of eyes as they replied, "What have you decided? Tell us, Andrina, quickly!" Andrina walked into the room to sit down at the head of the table. It would have been difficult, looking at the three sisters, to imagine that there could be anywhere in the world three girls who were so exquisitely beautiful, but each so different. Andrina was the oldest and least spectacular. Her second sister, Cheryl, was at 18 and a half, so lovely that most people on seeing her were struck speechless by her appearance. She had golden hair, the colour of ripening corn, blue eyes, the translucent blue of a thrush's egg, and a pink and white complexion that reminded people irresistibly of strawberries and cream. What was more, she had a slim, elegant figure and moved gracefully. Sharon, her younger sister, took after her father and was dark-haired, with a magnolia-like skin and eyes that were sometimes blue and sometimes purple in their depths. Colonel Malden had always said that Sharon was a throwback to a Spanish ancestor who had occurred somewhere in the Malden family tree, but whatever ancestor she resembled, Sharon was lovely, and also the wittiest and the liveliest of the three sisters. She found everything amusing and was insatiably curious about life and people. She longed for the social whirl, which she read about in the ladies' magazines and occasionally in the more sedate Morning Post, which her father had taken every day. Andrina would have been outstanding in any company that did not include her sisters, but if she appeared to compromise between them, it was because her hair was neither fair nor dark. Mousy, she herself called it disparagingly, but her mother had always said firmly that it was the colour of a shadow that people found comforting and protective after the glare of the sunshine. As if to complement her hair, Andrina's eyes were grey, although in some lights they appeared to be green, and she thought despondently that nature might have been kind enough to give her red hair to go with them. Her face, however, had a sweeter expression than her two sisters had in theirs. Because she was the oldest, she had forced herself to be the practical one, and after her mother's death 5 years ago, she had, even though she had been little over 15 at the time, taken complete control of the household. Her father had been ill during the last 2 years of his life, and Cheryl and Sharon being so young, it was left to Andrina to be hostess, housekeeper, nurse, teacher, and maid of all work. The girls had a governess who came in from the village, but it was Andrina who had remembered and passed on all her mother had taught her, and it was she who had instilled into Cheryl and Sharon the exquisite good manners that Mrs. Malden had thought essential, the rules of etiquette that every young lady should follow, and all the other qualities that Andrina thought her mother would expect to find in each of her daughters. They had been quite easy to manage, not only because they loved Andrina, but also because Cheryl was far too good-natured not to agree to anything that was suggested to her, while Sharon was exceedingly ambitious. It was Sharon who had put the idea into Andrina's head that she had puzzled over during the night, and which now seemed to burst from her lips as she said, "I have decided that I must go to London immediately." "To London?" Sharon exclaimed. "But what for? And why you?" "I will tell you," Andrina answered, helping herself to coffee from a pot that stood in front of her on the table, before she continued. "I lay awake thinking of what you said to me last night, Sharon." "What I said," Sharon interposed, "was that if the two Miss Gunnings could take London by storm, we could do the same, and what is more, there are three of us." "You also said," Cheryl remarked, "that you thought I was lovelier than Elizabeth Gunning, and that Andrina looked rather like Maria." "Yes, that is what I said," Sharon agreed. "But I..." "And that is exactly what I have been thinking about," Andrina interrupted. "It is perfectly true. You are both lovely, far lovelier than I am, but I would have to come with you to look after you." She paused for a moment and then added, "Let's face facts. We are not going to be able to live here in any comfort, much less in any luxury, on what Papa has left." "What is it exactly?" Sharon asked. Andrina drew in her breath. "Under £200 a year, she said. "We own the house, but it is badly in need."